Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service News, Volume 11, Number 4, Fall 2020. Please read this newsletter as soon as you receive it. When you are finished reading your newsletter, return it to the library so the next person may receive it. New TBS Book Club by Colleen Clark, ICFL Volunteer Services Coordinator. The Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS, will be starting a book club in 2021. We want to provide you with the opportunity to discuss books and connect with other TBS patrons and volunteers. The only technology you will need to join the book club is a telephone. The book club will meet monthly, discussing a different book at each meeting. Are you interested? Please let us know by contacting your TBS customer service representative at 1-800-458-3271 or by emailing talkingbooks@libraries.idaho.gov, and we will add your name to our growing roster. More information about this book club will be coming soon. TBS Player Tips. Your phone isn't the only smart device. The Talking Book Service TBS players were designed to be easy to use and to work well for you. Below are a few helpful hints for using your TBS player to its fullest advantage. Your player is smart and knows exactly where you left off in each book you are reading or have read previously. This is true even if you are switching back and forth with your cartridges or toggling back and forth between books on the same cartridge. When your player is turned on but does not have a book in it, you can push any button and its function will be described to you. If you want to return to the beginning of any book, push the Play Stop button twice. It is the large, square button at the bottom of the player in the middle. You can use the tone buttons, the top two buttons on the far left, to change the pitch of the narrator. You can use the speed buttons, the top two buttons on the far right, to adjust the speed of narration. The sleep button, located above the square play stop button, can be used when you know that you are going to doze off while listening to your book. Push once for 15 minutes of reading before the player will shut off for you. Push twice for 30 minutes, three times for 45 minutes, and four times for 60 minutes. Volunteer Spotlight, Fred Riddle. For longtime Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS volunteer Fred Riddle, it was just another day at the office, inventing a time-saving tool for easily opening the cases of the TBS cartridges. The design of these cases makes opening them, times hundreds per day, difficult. ICFL shipping receiving handler Linda Cash says Fred's tool is not only a time saver, but it's also a finger saver. We are so grateful that Fred put his ingenuity to work for us and created this great tool. There are between 250 and 300 cartridges returned to the Idaho TBS on a busy day, and each case needs to be opened and checked to make sure the cartridge is in good condition before it goes back out to another patron. Fred's handy tool makes this part of the process much quicker and safer for staff and volunteers. Fred began volunteering at the Idaho Commission for Libraries, home of the Idaho TBS, in 1990, after a 32-year career with Bell Systems. Fred said of his work at Bell, "We were always coming up with tools to save effort and time. It comes with the territory." When he's not being modest and or inventing useful tools, Fred can be found repairing the TBS players alongside his fellow volunteers, Shirley Moss and Michael McCullough. The talented trio makes sure the players sent out to TBS patrons are in good working order. 2021 TBS Calendar. You should have received the 2021 Idaho Talking Book Service TBS calendar. If you did not receive yours, please call the TBS at 1-800-458-3271. The theme for the 2021 calendar is Audie Award Winners. The calendar also indicates the days the Idaho TBS offices are closed for state holidays. TBS website. Have you or a loved one visited the Idaho Talking Book Service TBS website? If not, there is a variety of resources that you might find useful, such as links to audio, Braille, and large print titles, the link to the Braille and audio reading download, BARD, and the Shelf Project, which contains hundreds of books about history, geography, and other topics related to Idaho and the Pacific Northwest. You will also find a link to the Kids Zone, which is a compilation of audio, Braille, and print Braille books in the National Library Service collection for preschool through grade 8. There is also a link to Newsline, where you can listen to more than 300 daily newspapers from across the United States. Check out the TBS website at libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. TBS order form. To order any of the books from this newsletter, write your name and address on the enclosed addressed TBS order form and mark on the lines next to the titles you want. Postage is not required. These titles are also available for download from BARD. To register for BARD, call the Talking Book Service at 1-800-458-3271 or visit nlsbard.loc.gov. Stories of Hope, A Paradise Built in Hell, The Extraordinary Communities That Arise in Disaster. Adult Nonfiction, author Rebecca Solnit, read by Kristen Ellison. Sociological Study of the Aftermath of Major Disasters that concentrates on the 1906 San Francisco and 1985 Mexico City earthquakes, 1917 Halifax munitions blast, 2005 Hurricane Katrina, and 9/11 terrorist attacks, suggests that humans have an intrinsic need to help one another in times of crisis. DB070548, 2009, 13 hours, 10 minutes. Not Without Hope, Adult Nonfiction, author Nick Schuler, read by Eric Sandvold, recounts a February 2009 boating accident in the Gulf of Mexico that killed NFL players Marquise Cooper and Corey Smith and former university football player Will Bleakley. Sole survivor Schuler describes the ordeal he and his friends faced when their boat capsized shortly before a storm. Some strong language. DB071249, 2010, 8 hours, 28 minutes. The Book of Joy, Lasting Happiness in a Changing World, Adult Nonfiction. Authors Dalai Lama, Desmond Tutu, and Douglas Abrams. Read by Francois Cha, Peter Francis James, and Douglas Abrams. On the occasion of his 18th birthday, the Dalai Lama hosted his friend Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Emeritus of South Africa, for a discussion on joy. Their 5-day conversation is recounted by the moderator, Douglas Carlton Abrams. Subjects touched on include obstacles to joy, cultivating well-being, and more. Commercial audiobook. DB085769, 2016, 10 hours, 15 minutes. Miracle at Augusta, Adult Fiction. Authors James Patterson and Peter DeJong. Read by Henry Leva. A year ago, Travis McKinley shocked the world by winning the PGA Senior Open at Pebble Beach, but he still feels that he's an imposter who doesn't deserve his success. Then he meets a teenage outcast with troubles of his own and a natural golf swing. Unrated, commercial audiobook. DB081453, 2015, 4 hours, 26 minutes. The Beach House, Adult Fiction, author Jane Green, read by Martha Harmon Pardee. when 65-year-old eccentric widow Nan Powell learns that she may lose her beloved 9-acre Nantucket home, she turns it into a summer boarding house. Her first guests include a gay married man, a single mom, and Nan's own unhappy son. Some Strong Language, bestseller, DB067236, 2008, 10 hours, 30 minutes. Leota's Garden, adult fiction, author Francine Rivers, read by Colleen Delaney. At 84, Leota can no longer tend her once beautiful backyard, and her born-again granddaughter, who was rebelling against her domineering mother, needs guidance. Then, a college boy volunteers to help restore Leota's garden. Together, the three come to find peace and solace amid the blossoms. DB050338, 1999, 17 hours, 50 minutes. 11 Seconds, A Story of Tragedy, Courage, and Triumph, adult nonfiction. Authors Travis Roy and E.M. Swift, read by Eric Sandvold. Hockey player Travis Roy was paralyzed and left a quadriplegic almost immediately after taking to the ice in his first collegiate game at Boston University in 1995. He describes his rehabilitation, supportive family, and eventual return to school in a wheelchair. DB055075, 1998, 8 hours, 16 minutes. Higher is Waiting, adult nonfiction. Author Tyler Perry. Read by Dominic Hoffman. A writer-director shares spiritual lessons he has learned throughout his career as an entertainer. He discusses growing up in New Orleans, recounts stories of family and friends who found grace in hardships, and explains the way he learned to hear God's guidance. Unrated, commercial audiobook, DB089652, 2017, 4 hours, 41 minutes. The Inheritance of Loss, adult fiction. Author Kiran Desai. Read by Yolanda Bevan. Himalayas, 1986. Retired judge Jemabai Patel lives with his cook and 16-year-old granddaughter Sai. An Indian-Nepalese insurgency makes Jemabai confront his past and interrupt Sai's romance with her Nepali tutor. Meanwhile, the cook worries about his son in America. Strong language, some explicit descriptions of sex, and some violence. Booker Prize. DB064261, 2006, 13 hours, 23 minutes. Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News on cartridge. Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News in Braille. For a podcast, PDF, or to subscribe to this newsletter via email, visit libraries.idaho.gov/TBS. To download this newsletter via the online catalog, search Connections, Idaho Talking Book Service News. BARD. Are you familiar with the Braille and audio reading download, BARD? It is provided by the National Library Service, through which eligible registered users can download books and magazines to a computer or device. For more information, visit nlsbard.loc.gov/login. Talking Book Service 10 Square Club. Our centenarians joining the 10 Squared Club are Fern Anderson, who has read 1,660 books since joining the TBS program in 2003. Maxine Congleton, who has read 1,552 books since joining the TBS program in 2014. A message from Linda. Linda Cash is the busy lady who checks in the returning TBS cartridges and sends cartridges out to eager patrons. Hi, everyone. I just want to remind you to write your name on all correspondences to the Idaho Talking Book Service, TBS. Things can get separated in the mail, so any notes or feedback that you write to us should include your name so we can better accommodate your needs. Also, if you ever need to return your equipment to us, Please only use one piece of tape to secure the cardboard box. Excessive taping can destroy the box and the labels we put on it. The box itself is very secure, so just one little piece of tape will do the job. Plus, we reuse the boxes. Thank you so much. I hope you are all keeping well and happy. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service, July to September 2020. General donations: Harriet Crosby, Catherine Drake, Teresa Gross, Christine Haggerty, Margaret Mortensen, Marilyn Nelson. Memorial donations: Virginia Anderson in memory of Sharon Davis, Carolyn Gibson in memory of Iva Edmondson, Jennifer Johnson in memory of Iva Edmondson, Chad and Jeanette Slichter in memory of Iva Edmondson, Carla Soap in memory of Iva Edmondson, Ronald Rippey in memory of Elaine Rippey. Donations are fully tax deductible as allowed by law. Make checks payable to the Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations may be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website, libraries.idaho.gov/donations, or from the homepage, click on the Support Your Library button. Our sincere thanks to all who give so generously. TBS Talk by TBS Program Supervisor Leanne Gelski. So, are you enjoying the relatively new Scribe cartridge, which allows for several books on one cartridge? If you have any questions or comments about the Scribe cartridge, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 208-334-2150 or 1-800-458-3271. And we hope you enjoy the crisp fall weather. Customer Service Representatives, CSRs, are available to assist TBS patrons Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. Mountain Time, except State of Idaho holidays. 208-334-2150, 1-800-458-3271. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Idaho Commission for Libraries Connections Talking Book Service News, Volume 11, Number 4, Fall 2020. Recorded in the studios of the Idaho Commission for Libraries Talking Book Service, November 2020. Read by Debbie Queen. Monitored by Colleen Clark. Reviewed by Colleen Clark. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. Please return this newsletter to the library so the next person may receive it. Thank you.